Welcome back, everyone. This is the third podcast of Loser Town today. Late, of course. Yeah. Late, of course. I'm Steven.
And this is Steve.
And we're Anime Train. Well, Steve, this it's been a really hot summer this year.
Yeah.
A couple of years back, we had a pretty cool summer, but this year's been pretty brutal. Yep. And so it's been so hot that I never feel like hopping in the car to go to McDonald's, which brings us to our first topic today. My favorite burger of all time is the Big Mac. To me, it's the perfect burger. It's got the perfect ratio of meat to bread, you know? And I don't understand how people can eat those double and triple burgers. It's just too much meat. It seems like if you're going to order something like that, it's just like... It's not like eating a hamburger anymore. You might as well eat a steak or something. Anyway, we at Anime Train are all pretty much Big Mac fans.
Yeah. Chihui as well. We got them hooked over in China.
Yeah, that's right. And although the S-Man is more of a fish sandwich guy, though. Now, when I was a kid, I didn't like McDonald's. Well, let me correct that. We never went to McDonald's. I'm not sure why. My mother used to take us to Geno's. Remember them? Geno's?
Yeah.
They shared their space with KFC. And my favorite burger was the Sirloiner, which I guess is pretty much the same as the Quarter Pounder. Later on, they came out with the Hero, which, if I remember correctly, was some kind of rectangular burger, I think. It was okay, but I preferred the Sirloiner. The Hero had onions and all kinds of other stuff on it, and when I was a kid, I just liked simple things, you know, just ketchup, mustard, and you know, maybe pickles on my burger. So I guess even if we went to McDonald's when I was a little kid, I probably wouldn't have liked a Big Mac because the taste is different. And I started going to McDonald's when I was in college, and since then I've been hooked on Big Macs. And I love that special sauce. That's really what makes it different than a regular hamburger.
Yeah, it's not the Thousand Island sauce either.
Yes, that's true. You know, I tried that once at home. I made a hamburger and I put Thousand Island sauce, but it's not the same. Perfect on a Reuben, though. My only gripe about the Big Mac is that a lot of times, you know, they just slap it together because I guess, you know, of course they have to work quickly. And when they do that, when you're trying to eat it, you know, things are falling out all over the place.
Yeah, that's true.
It's lopsided. This is not centered. The meat patties hanging out of one side.
Yeah, you know, we used to joke that when you buy a Big Mac, you get a free salad because, of, you know, all the lettuce falls out.
That's right. That's, you know, it all comes out. And, you know, I eat that too. After I eat my Big Mac, I eat up all that lettuce and even the little sesame seeds that fall off. And, of course, now that we're talking about a Big Mac, I'm getting hungry now. And, you know, we're not knocking the Whopper or Wendy's or any of the other fast food places because we like them all. But to us, the Big Mac is in a class all by itself.
Yeah. Have you tried the BK King?
Yeah. Actually, it's pretty good. But, you know, there's something about that that's just not quite right. It doesn't seem right without that middle bun, you know. And, again, it goes back to that perfect ratio of meat to bread.
Yeah. You know, we would go out right now and get one, except we're all trying to eat healthier.
Yeah. And, you know, we're not saying that the Big Mac is unhealthy because I know they got a lot of bad press because of that documentary that came out with that guy eating nothing but McDonald's for a month. But, you know, I really believe that there's no such thing as, you know, a specific kind of food that's really bad for you. It's just, you know, just don't eat too much of it. So, you know, if you're on a diet or something and you're concerned about the calories or fat you're eating, and like we are now, you know, we're concerned about that because we're all getting older, and that's something that's, you know, we're conscious of. But, you know, you can still go to McDonald's every once in a while, once a week, you know, and get a Big Mac, a side salad, and a Diet Coke, and I think that's pretty decent nutrition-wise. You know, it's not that harmful as long as you don't, you know, eat McDonald's every day. And even if you did eat it every day, if you're, you know, careful about the items you pick, I don't think it should, you know, should be any problem. Okay, enough about the Big Mac, which is our favorite all-time burger. Moving on to our next topic, I thought we'd talk a little bit about a couple of the guitars we use. One of our main guitars is the Santana SE. That's by PRS. PRS wanted to make a guitar that was more affordable And because, you know, they usually cost a couple thousand bucks, at least. This one cost $565, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
That's how much I paid for it, I think.
Yeah.
And it came with a free gig bag, by the way. It's the original model. They've changed it now. This one has the covered humbuckers. I think now they have those open humbuckers. And they also changed the shape a little bit. I really like this guitar because it's got a really clear and clean tone. Almost like a Fender. Not that it has that Fender sound, but it's kind of a mix, I guess. And it's really quiet because of the humbuckers. It's got a mahogany body, a set-in neck, but it's pretty light. You know, whenever I think of a mahogany body guitar, I think of, you know, really heavy Gibsons, but this is pretty light. I put the Dean Markley strings on it, 10s, and the neck is one of those wide, fat, carved neck kind of things. I know a lot of people don't like that, but I don't mind. In fact, I think it kind of makes it more comfortable when playing rhythm guitar to be able to grip a fat neck like that. We use it a lot in our recordings because it really does fit nicely in with rhythm guitar parts and lead parts. And why don't I just plug this in and give you an example of what it sounds like, although if you bought our CDs, you would know what it sounds like. But anyway, let me plug this in. Okay, here we go. And this is what it sounds like. This we're connected by using the pod, by the way, the original pod. See what I mean about it's got a really clean sound. I love that. And some of the four lead stuff, you can. What it sounds like. That was on the bridge pickup, by the way. So that's the PRS, the Santana SE PRS. And Steve will talk about now the other guitar we're going to talk about today, which is the American Fender Strat. Steve, why don't you take it from here? Okay, I've got here our most recent purchase. It is an American Fender Stratocaster. We use this guitar on I Live in Loser Town. Yes, that's true. Most of the main tracks, we use this guitar. Normally, we don't like to spend more than $500 on a guitar. In fact, the cheaper the better. But we couldn't pass up this deal. Guitar Center had this on sale. I think it was normally $849, but they had $50 off, and that made it $799. And at the time, Fender had a $100 rebate if you bought an American Fender Stratocaster. This was in conjunction with their 50th anniversary, so that made it only $699. And of course, you throw in that free case, you know, you can't really beat that deal. So we bought it. I kind of like this. It's a red, metallic red guitar. I don't know, I just like red. The Squire Strat that we have is red as well. The one thing I thought was kind of cool about this guitar, because originally I tried a maple fretboard, but because I wanted something different, and I just did not like the feel of maple fretboard, I went back to the rosewood, and I kind of like this particular guitar because it's kind of a two-tone rosewood. Maybe people don't like that because it makes it kind of look like there's a chemical spill on it, but it has a streak of red, a red color throughout the fretboard, which I thought was kind of cool. So we bought this.
And, you know, it was kind of an upgrade to our Squire Strat.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that it was meant to replace the Squire, but it's a supplement to it. Because there's something about that 1986 Squire Stratocaster that I still like. The main differences in this is that the American Strat has medium jumbo frets, which I like better than those skinny vintage frets on the Squire. It's, I don't know, it's just about when I go up the fretboard, it just feels better to me when I feel those medium jumbo frets. I don't know what's annoying about those skinny frets. I mean, when I first started playing, it didn't bother me, but it kind of in the back of my mind now every time I play that Squire. This fretboard has a flatter radius, and I actually like the more curved radius on the Squire. It just feels better to me. But it's not a big deal. The pickups are definitely hotter, and it definitely still sounds like a Fender, although for some reason there's some aspects of the tone on the Squire that I kind of like better. It sounds a little different. The output's definitely much hotter, which I like, though, on the Fender, the American Fender. I'm thinking that I should change the strings on this guitar later on. The other thing is that the neck is slightly wider, which is probably more comfortable if you have big hands. My hands are kind of small, so I like the neck a little more narrow. It's not a big thing, though. You quickly get used to it. Anyway, here's a little bit on how the American Fender sounds. And let me just plug this in. And again, this is plugged into a pod, the same as the PRS. And that was on the middle pickup. Let me just show you what it sounds like on the bridge pickup. Of course, I'm messing up here. And of course, in these positions 2 and 4, you have the classic Fender sound. So that's what the Fender American Strat sounds, and we're very pleased with it. And that's one of the reasons why you hear it on virtually all the tracks on I Live in Lulutown. Okay, that's the podcast for today. Later on, we'll feature some of our other guitars. Next time, we'll talk about some of the titles that we're thinking of for the next bunch of songs we're working on. We like to think of the titles first. Okay, until next time, bye.